Next item on the agenda is item number 11. Proposed changes for VAC 2510, Amberjack and Cobia. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Commissioner, members of the commission. I don't know why this isn't working. Okay. So, my name is Ethan Simpson, and this is a public hearing to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-510 pertaining to Amberjack and Cobia, and Chapter 4 VAC 20-252 pertaining to striped bass. Specifically, we are here to adjust the mandatory reporting deadline from 15 days to 21 days after the season closure, and to add compliance language that includes that the failure to report in any 1 year will result in the loss of eligibility for that permit in the following year. So some background on these fisheries. Mandatory reporting for trophy striped bass began in 1995, but it was not until 2015 that the current permitting system and reporting requirements were instituted, including the stipulation that an angler is ineligible for the next year's permit if they fail to report. For cobia, the commission approved a voluntary permitting and reporting program for recreational cobia in 2016. This then became mandatory in 2017. It was also in 2017 that reporting requirements became uniform for both of these species, again, including the stipulation that no fishing effort must also be reported. So staff has recently heard some concerns over the current reporting rates of these recreational species. Please note that the reporting rates described in this table include only the reports submitted by the 15-day deadline at the end of each season. It should also be noted that for the past 2 years, the commission has allowed an informal kind of waiver period on the deadline requirement, meaning that staff have been taking reports well beyond the cutoff date and up to the following season for them to be able to renew their licenses. At this point, however, these requirements have been in regulation for at least 2 years in case of the cobia and longer in case of striped bass, and staff thinks that a stricter adherence to the requirement would improve reporting rates moving forward. So, reporting data from both of these fisheries is used to aid stock assessment efforts. Specifically, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has used cobia length data during the development of their cobia management plan, and striped bass data has been regularly used to inform overall stock assessments. With that in mind, we propose the following changes to the mandatory reporting requirements for cobia, bay, and coastal striped bass, as well as the Potomac River tributary striped bass. I've chosen to show you the cobia regulation on screen today, as this is the language that we're going to adopt across all three of those regulations. You can see here that we have changed the deadline reporting date from 15 to 21 days and included a line in the regulation clarifying that reports can be done online through the Saltwater Journal. If you'd like to see the full changes to the both striped bass regulations, you can consult pages 18 to 21 within your packet as well. So across all three regulations as well, the language was added in this other section that includes that any permittee who fails to report harvest, effort, or no activity from a given season shall be ineligible for that permit for the following season, but may reapply in subsequent seasons. This was done to just, again, clarify what the repercussions are of failing to report and remove any questions about it. So we recommend that the Commission approve staff's request to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-252 pertaining to striped bass, as well as Chapter 4 VAC 20-510 pertaining to amberjack and cobia, to modify mandatory recreational reporting requirements, to increase the reporting deadline to 21 days after the close of a season, and to include language that clearly indicates the permittee shall be ineligible for the permit for only the following year if they fail to report within the deadline. And I'd be happy to take any questions on the matter.
Any questions? Mr. Tanker.
So what happens with the person who starts off the season, catches a cobia, reports that, and then doesn't fish anymore?
As long as they've reported that one catch, they would be eligible for, because they have reported effort and harvest for that season.
Okay.
So they would be eligible
for close out to the season. I thought when there were some where he had to say,
if they have not fished at all throughout the entire season, they're required to report no fishing effort for the whole season.
Uh-huh.
As in, I got the permit, but I never fished. They do have to report that.
Okay.
And that gives us an idea of what effort was actually like within that group.
Thank you.
Mr. Zedrin.
Why do we have the requirement that you don't that you have to report no fishing. And I liken this to hunting, like we hunt for deer, bear, whatever. If you obviously shoot a deer, bear, whatever, you have to report it. Okay, you got to tag it, is what we call it. Okay, but if you don't hunt, you don't have to do this. Why is it important? And the reason I say this, I try everywhere I go, tell people, look, hey, you know, you got to report no fishing. And everybody, there's nobody that knows that out there. Everybody thinks when they catch a fish, they report it. They know that. But they don't know to not catch report when they don't catch it. And so that's why I'm coming to this. Why do we have that requirement?
We have the permit. It allows us to get a better estimate of what effort actually is. Given X number of permits are issued, we know that how many of those permits didn't actually fish. And it is something that we are going to advertise a lot clear moving forward as well.
I think Mr. O'Reilly has a comment as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think it's a good question. So I wanted to just say that by not requiring those who did not fish, you know, that they don't have to report, it creates a situation where those who did fish will say, well, I didn't fish, and I'm covered. This way, everyone who has a permit has to report either no activity at all or some activity in that season. That way we know who's going to go forward for the next season. So as a reminder, this when Ethan put up those dates of 2015 for striped bass and 2017 for cobia, we have had these requirements in place. The commission was able to say, don't enact the mandate right now. This is last year, the year before. And now what staff is asking, because of the problems associated with all the calls we receive and the fact that we haven't treated as a mandate, we can't effectively use the data for our purposes, that it's time that we have this mandate with the commission, you know, which already has established that, just come back and say, yes, we do agree with that. The way that this changes is because of the 14 days before, that may have been something that does become a little bit inconvenient for folks to report, but 21 days is a better approach, and it's still within the recollection time period. So when we talked to FMAC, someone said, make it 45 days, and someone else said, no, wait a minute, no one's going to remember for 45 days. So we're acting a little bit more lenient on the time to go to 21 days, but it is very important that we know the population that actually used the permit or at least wants to report that they didn't fish so that they can continue to have a permit. And you saw some of the numbers are in the thousands with cobia. I mean, thousands of permits. So I think last year, you might recall, Ryan Jorley made a presentation of all the different types of biases that you can get with reporting, especially when it comes down to after the season's over, well after, someone calls up and they say, well, I didn't fish. So then you have to decide, well, did they not fish, or are they just saying that because they want the permit? There are different types of biases that we're trying to avoid. So so I hope that helps. The
Mr. Tiger?
For the absent-minded among us, is there any prompt that would say, hey, look, you know, you didn't report, and keep coming at them if you have their email?
That is something.
Like, with this modern age, so many people have so many reports, so much hassle in life.
We just did that with black sea bass.
Yeah, we actually sent out three emails, one at the end of the closure, one a week after, and one at the date of the closure to remind those that still hadn't reported.
So we could do that.
We could do that. We could do that again for every one of these seasons. It really low effort.
That's excellent idea.
He did do that.
Mm-hmm. I think we you know, it's one of these things where I think we need to be working with our recreational, because they know that it's good. I think in general we can make a case that they will believe that it's positive to have an understanding of what they catch or don't catch for their benefit and for the species' benefit.
Thank you, Mr. Tanker.
Thank you.
Mr. Zeger?
Is that something we need to amend this and put that in there now?
As far as the emailing back out?
I don't think so. I think we can handle that administratively. Yes, sir. Will of the commission, we can handle that. Any further questions of the gentleman prior to me opening the public hearing? Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
This is a public hearing. Anyone wish to be heard on this matter? They're seeing none. The matter is before the commission for discussion and or action.
Well, just a comment. With the COBIA, and I'll back up. The COBIA, this was part of our anglers, us, reaction to the federal closure that we were facing.
Right.
And so we really said, look, you know, we don't believe these numbers. We don't believe what you're telling us. We want better numbers. And so this is what BMRC has done to help us get better numbers. And with and if we don't have good numbers, we have nothing. And so we have to have good numbers to basically protect our recreational cobia fishery. And so it is an inconvenience. But again, we have to do what we have to do to get this. So basically, no matter what we do, we're going to gripe about it. We asked you for this, and you complied with our request. So thank you again. So I move that we accept the staff recommendation.
Question made by Dr. Neal to accept staff recommendations. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by, was it Ms. Prince? Thank you. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.